Hello, my name is Dina Lachine. I'm part of the Globalization Team of Developer Division at Microsoft Corporation. Today's topic is an introduction to Arabic and Arabic as a complex script. This is part of a series of talks that will teach you on how to develop globalized applications. First of all, we're going to discuss specific features of Arabic. First, Arabic is bidirectional language, commonly also called right-to-left languages. Since the letters are displayed from right to left, while the numbers are displayed from left to right. In addition, mixed Arabic and English script is a very common scenario. So this is why we say that Arabic is bidi. Secondly, characters have different shapes depending on their placement in the string or word. Some characters look different if they are the first, last, middle, or isolated forms. Let's start off quick demo. Before I start, I'm going to go to the control panel and I'll go to the clock language and regional settings. Here I'm using Windows 7, yet the same principles apply for previous versions of Windows as well. So here I'm going to change the keyboard, and this is the regional and language dialog. I'm going to select to change the keyboard. Here I only have an English US keyboard. I need to add a new keyboard, and I'm going to add an Arabic keyboard, and this time it's going to be Arabic Saudi Arabia. I'll choose Arabic 101 because this is one of the default keyboards. I'm going to press OK and agree to this keyboard. As you can see here at the bottom, now we have a language bar that would appear that would tell us whether we're typing English or Arabic text. Okay, so let's get started. I'll minimize my control panel and I'll go to my on-screen keyboard and Notepad. Notepad is really a big text box, and this is how the standard way of displaying Arabic is usually shown. At the bottom of my screen, I have here the keyboard, which is an English keyboard. If I switch to Arabic, as you can see, Arabic letters are now displayed. Luckily, Arabic doesn't have any casing. So this is why when we press Shift, we have another set of characters that would appear at top. Here we have some diacritics and some ligated characters as well that we're going to see as we go on. So here, before I'm going to start and type Arabic, I'm going to press right-click, and I'm going to define that I'm going to go to a right-to-left reading order since I'm typing Arabic text. Okay, so let's start by exploring some characters. We said characters can look different depending on their position. Not all characters, there are some rules. Some characters change their shapes and some characters remain the same. For instance, we have here an alif. And this is a typical character that does not change shape. So here I'm going to put a space, add another alif, here in the middle an alif, at the end an alif, and it just does not look any different. I'm going to press enter. Let's explore another character that looks somehow different depending on its position. So let's go with a th. This is the isolated form. I'm going to put a space, initial, middle, last. As you can see, it slightly changes form and it connects with the letter before it and after it. However, it's not very different. Let's explore a third character like the he. This is the isolated form, initial, middle, and end, of course. So here we have, this is the same character, isolated form, beginning, middle, and end. And so it looks completely different. Okay, so let's continue with our training. More characteristics about Arabic. Arabic is called a complex script because we have some specific features that we also use. For instance, we have ligatures. What are ligatures? These are two or more characters that occupy a single space. For instance, the character lam, alif. When they join together, they occupy the same space, yet they are two different characters. Another language characteristics are diacritics, and these are really zeroed characters that appear at the top or at the bottom of characters that show how the letters are going to be pronounced, or the sound of the letter, whether it's dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun, shadda, are all considered as diacritics. Another specific feature of Arabic is the kashita, or the tatwil character, and this is used for text justification. In Arabic, we do not use spaces to justify the text and make it fill the whole line. Instead, we use kashidas or tatwil to make the character, the words look better and fit the whole space. So here we have longer characters that are really does not have any particular meaning, but makes the character look better. Okay, so let's go to our notepad and on-screen keyboard. So here I went back to my on-screen keyboard and I'm going to show you the ligation. So here we have lam and alif joining together to create a character. So here this is the lam and shift alif with a hamza, and this is going to show me ligation. Okay, in order to show the tatwil character, I'm going to go back to the thi and shift kashida, which is just a little stick, and it will make my character look, the word look longer and more comprehensible. Another thing that we discussed were the diacritics, and these are shift fatha, or shift dhamma or kasra. So here these are diacritics, they are zero with character, and let's get back. Arabic is a complex script, and the digits, most of the Arabic locales use the Indic digits instead of 1, 2, 3. So you use 0, 1, 2, 3 instead of 0, 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's have a quick demo for that. So here where I have Arabic, I'm going to write my Arabic keyboard. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if I switch to left right reading order, I have 1, 2, 3 in English. And this happens because of the digit substitution that takes place in Windows. So Windows have the digit substitution going on and working for you. Finally, as a summary, Arabic is a complex script, it's a bidirectional language, it's a right-left language, where we have character shaping, ligations, diacritics, and kashidas, in addition to digit substitution, which happens in most Arabic locales. Thank you, and I hope you have enjoyed this e-training, and do watch out for more talks in this series, and thank you very much.